getting close to losing my voice already, I think. But I saw something I thought I'd bring to class and read. This is from my hometown church. They put out a weekly newsletter. And oftentimes it's got interesting things on the under the pastor section. This one got a section here called Holiday Safety. If anybody been in the military, you know that before you go on Thanksgiving break or pass or leave or Christmas break, pass or leave, the commander has to come up and tell you all these things you don't do. You don't drink and drive. And if the commander don't do that, or the first sergeant don't tell people that, they get in trouble. Especially if something happens in the unit. So to cover them, they always put out some kind of safety message. Okay, this pastor from Oak Grove United Methodist Church got a holiday safety message here. It says, have a safe holiday. Avoid riding in automobiles because they're responsible for 20% of fatalities. Do not stay home because 17% of all accidents occur in the home. Avoid walking on streets or sidewalks because 14% of all accidents occur to pedestrians. Avoid traveling by air, rail, or water because 16% of accidents involve these. Of the remaining 33%, 32% of all deaths occur in hospitals. So keep out of hospitals. Fortunately, only 0.001% of all deaths occur during worship services at church. And these are usually due to pre-existing conditions. Bible study is even better. Almost no one dies while studying the Bible. For safety's sake, see you in church on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. The pastor. I thought that was cute.
How are you
going
to get there if you can't walk?
Good point.
That's all the evidence. They can stay at home. I guess you'll take a chance to move in.
Another thing I want to talk about is every year about February, they have a lay speakers workshop. And each district's got their own lay speaker workshop. And the workshop is moved around among the churches in the district. Last year it was at Clinton, I believe. I went to the advanced course last year. I believe it was at Clinton. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, I went to the basic lay speaker course, and it was down at Hope Mills Methodist Church. So they move around every year. This year, it's going to be at St. Matthew's, 21st of February. I want to pass these around, and I want you to take one and just think about it. Now, even if you don't want to or decide it's, you should not be a lay speaker, you don't think you're cut out for it, you might consider going anyway. Let me just talk a little bit about the lay speaker course. When I went to the basic course, there's probably about 40 to 50 people in the basic course. And it was basically just first part of it, first half of the day was sort of presentation, talking about different methods of being a lay speaker and your witness and stuff like that. And then they asked for some volunteers. I volunteered. But they got 6 volunteers that were going to do mini sermons. And then the rest of the group was going to critique those mini sermons that you did. And to get your topic for your mini sermon, they had a box there with some objects in it. They just shook up the objects and held the box up like that where you couldn't see. They told these six volunteers to reach in and select an object. And that object you're supposed to use during your sermon. So I reached in and I pulled out a latex glove. You know, there were balls in there and maybe bells and maybe a bell. I mean, just different objects in there, odd objects. And when you pull out whatever object, you're supposed to do a sermon on that object. So that was your assignment. They didn't give you a subject. They give you an object to make your sermon on. So those six people they sent over in another room while they had some training there. Give you about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes to come up with your scripture and a 3-minute sermon on that object. So I was sort of panicking, you know. How you have a sermon about latex glove, you know. So it dawned on me, oh yeah, glove, protection, Ephesians, the armor of God, all that kind of stuff. So, oh yeah, I go to Ephesians and use that. So I got my little passage out of Ephesians about the armor of God and used latex glove. You know, it was the kind that nurses or doctors wear, you know, it wasn't a dishwashing glove. And then I related it to Christy and her having to put on protection to go in the to service her patients, you know, and how we need protection, armor of God. It was okay, I guess. You know, you didn't have much time to prepare. But, it made me feel good after I gave my little sermonette. People said, I want to hear the rest of the sermon. But those kind of things, and you didn't have to volunteer. You know, you could sit there like, you know, some people, you have different degrees of confidence or shyness or whatever you want to call it. So just because you go to lay speaker course, you don't necessarily have to give a sermon or whatever. But everybody that's a Christian has a responsibility to witness. And we all have a story. It might not be an exciting story, but we all have a story. It's our responsibility to witness to the world. All of us should be lay speakers. So consider going to lay speaker course this time, especially since it's at St. Matthew's. At one time, St. Matthew's, as small a church as we had, as we are, had the most lay speakers in the district. Now, I don't think that's still the case because some of them didn't keep up their certification for lay speaking. But anybody can be a lay speaker. When you go to the basic course, you're certified for a local church lay speaker. In other words, the pastor can call on you to give a short talk or sermon or whatever you want to call it. And you are a certified lay speaker. If you go to be a certified lay speaker, you got to go to lay speaking training at least once every 3 years. After you go to the advanced lay speaking course, then you can be called by the district lay speaker leader, I don't know what his title is, to speak at other churches. And I think Gail Twilliger has done that, and maybe some other people. I mean, it don't happen often, but you're subject to be called to speak at another church. And you can say no. I mean, they can't make you do it, you know. But that's our responsibility as Christians to witness to other people and tell at least our story of how Christ has affected our lives. So, you know, take that in consideration about going to the lay speaking course.
What day of the week is that?
I believe it's a Saturday.
Is there a Sunday school class in the classroom?
Well, it's $30. And if you can't afford it and you want to go, the pastor has a pastor's discretionary fund. And I would imagine money could be made available for people to go that felt like they couldn't afford it. Okay, I'm about to lose my voice here, so I'm going to turn on the video here. First one is about it's the videos, three short little movies there, or documentaries. First one is about the Dead Sea Scrolls, fairly interesting. And then the next one I thought was really interesting. It's talking about ancient Hebrew writing. So I hope you find. I didn't listen to all the third one. We probably won't even get to the third one. Because the first two will probably take up most of the time.
Yes.
Any questions or anything before we get started?